With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. In the church calendar, February 2nd marks both the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin Mary and the Presentation of Jesus in the Temple. Candlemas, as it's also known, comes at the midpoint between the winter solstice and spring equinox, and thus light is a central focus. So, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll explore choral and organ music for Candlemas, including settings of the Nunc Dimittis or Song of Simeon. We'll begin with organ music of the master, Johann Sebastian Bach. From his set of chorale preludes known as the Schubler Chorales, we'll listen to Kommst du nun Jesu vom Himmel herunter, Come Thou Jesus from Heaven to Earth. It's performed by Joan Lippincott on the organ of the Princeton Theological Seminary.
Thank you.
Joan Lippincott played Kommst du nun Jesu from the Schubler Chorales of J.S. Bach. She performed on the Paul Fritz instrument at the Princeton Theological Seminary. The Cathedral Choral Society sings next in a hymn with familiar words, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart, but with an alternate tune composed in 1974 by longtime cathedral musician at the Washington National Cathedral, Richard Wayne Dirksen. J. Riley Lewis leads the Cathedral Choral Society, accompanied by Eric Plutz. Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart, with words by Edward Plumtree and tune by Richard Wayne Dirksen. J. Riley Lewis led the Cathedral Choral Society as they sang. The music for the motet When to the Temple Mary Went, composed by Johannes Eckert in the late 16th or early 17th century, was appropriated in the 19th century to fit a new text by an English clergyman, J. Troutbeck, who was a collaborator on a number of hymnals and psalters. The text recounts the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple by his mother, and their encounter with Simeon, who blessed the child with the immortal words we now know as the Nunc Dimittis. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London.
Thank you.
John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in When Mary to the Temple Went, with music by Johannes Eckard. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The St. Paul's Choir sings again next in a hymn with a tune composed by Christopher Durnley, organist of St. Paul's from 1968 to 1990. The Growing Limbs of God the Son is a 20th century text by G.B. Timms, based on a 17th century poem that also recounts the childhood of Christ. John Scott conducts with Hugh Williams at the organ. The Growing Limbs of God the Son, a hymn by G.B. Timms and Christopher Durnley, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. In the Gospel of Luke, the Candlemas narrative unfolds as Jesus is presented at the temple in Jerusalem, and the aged Simeon, who had waited all his life for the Messiah, meets him at last. And the words of the Nunc Dimittis are his response: "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Sir Charles Wood composed a setting in 1916 for six voices in Latin and in the key of B-flat, which we'll hear performed by the choir of Tewkesbury Abbey, directed by Simon Bell.
Thank you.
The Nunc Dimittis in B-flat by Sir Charles Wood was sung by the choir of Tewkesbury Abbey. Simon Bell directed. Music of Orlando Gibbons is next as we listen to his verse anthem, See, See, the Word is Incarnate. It, like many other texts, seems to chronicle the life of Jesus, beginning with birth and moving through his ministry, passion, resurrection, and coming again in glory. The choir of Magdalen College, Oxford performs, directed by Bill Ives.
Thank you.
See, the Word is Incarnate by Orlando Gibbons was sung by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, led by Bill Ives. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Organ music of Franz Liszt pays homage to Mary, Mother of Jesus, in his composition Ave Maria von Arkadelt. It's a transcription of an earlier piano piece loosely based on a 16th century chanson by Jacques Arkadelt. Unlike his more bravura piano works, the piece shows a tenderness and sweetness befitting its subject. Stephen Tharp plays the landmark Christian Müller organ at St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands. Stephen Tharp played Ave Maria von Arkadelt by Franz Liszt. The Epiphany hymn, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness, is next. Words of John Monsell are paired with an 18th century German tune as it's sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directs. O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Coming up, we'll listen to a rich 12-voice setting of the Nunc Dimittis by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. It's performed by the Ensemble Gombert from Melbourne, Australia, and is directed by John O'Donnell.
Thank you.
John O'Donnell led the ensemble Gombert in the Nunc Dimittis in 12 parts by Palestrina. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We often forget that Sir John Stainer in the late 19th century was considered one of the best organists of his generation and was instrumental in raising the standard of cathedral music making in Great Britain. He made St. Paul's Cathedral in London a center of contemporary music. How Beautiful Upon the Mountains is an extract from a larger Saints' Day anthem he composed in 1871, but stands alone wonderfully with its beautiful contrapuntal opening. John Scott leads the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir with Andrew Lucas at the organ. How Beautiful Upon the Mountains by John Stainer was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral. John Scott conducted. In 2001, exiled Estonian composer Arvo Pärt wrote a setting of the Nunc Dimittis conscious of his earlier Magnificat of 1989, but not wedded to it inextricably. The serenity, tenderness, and luminosity of Pärt's compositional style suits the text beautifully. We'll hear a sympathetic performance of the Nunc Dimittis by Polyphony, directed by Stephen Layton. Music of Arvo Pärt on With Heart and Voice. Thank you. Arvo Pärt's setting of the Nunc Dimittis was performed by Polyphony, Stephen Layton conducting. Jeffrey Bergen's setting of the Nunc Dimittis became somewhat ubiquitous as the theme music for the BBC series Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Originally scored for treble voices, trumpet, and organ in 1979, he rearranged it in 1997 for two sopranos and a choir. It's in this later version that we'll hear the Wells Cathedral Choir perform, directed by Matthew Owens. Nunc Dimittis, in a new version by Jeffrey Bergen, was sung by the Wells Cathedral Choir. Matthew Owens directed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Candlemas and the presentation of Jesus in the temple. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.